It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two, and it is time for Tucker's Tape. Ross has joined us. Ross, how are you doing?
I am doing fantastic, boss man. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well.
He seems in a particularly jovial mood today. I don't know why that is, Jim.
Wait. I want to guess. I want to make my guess. It's one of two things.
I think it's both things.
It's either the 409 guys are here to bring lunch in.
Yes.
Or our new buddy Kevin from Labatt brought in some Labatt Blue for us. Which one puts you in the good mood?
Both, but I'd say right now the Labatt Blue.
The recency would point to the alcohol.
I love day brewing, day beer drinking, and I mean, like right now, this is what I'm doing. Not, I won't say for a living, but like this is part of my income. Is I'm drinking a Labatt Blue, talking Penn State football with Bobby Flo and Jim Galante. It's not a bad gig. Not a bad gig at all.
It's not. This is pretty good. In fact, do you know what? I ran into my college roommate very recently. I told him what I did, and all he could say is, "You're kidding me. You're kidding. That's what you do for a living?"
It's awesome.
But it is. Well, anyway, we are going to do a great Tucker's Tape today. In fact, we're going to have a two-part, both Q2 and Q4, talking about the recruits that came in this past week. And Tucker's Tape, as always, is brought to you by another buddy of yours, Ross, the folks at GoPSURV.com.
Yes. I'm gonna go to at least one game this year.
Yeah, with the RV.
I'm gonna go to GoPSURV. We will announce during the season which game I'll be at. We gotta have Kevin the Labatt guy there, yep. Jeremy and Andrew the 409 guys there, and I will be there for at least one game.
I'm gonna
to PSURV.com.
I'll add one more for you too, because it's all about the alcohol and the food. We're going to be introducing 409 wine. So we have Steph and Patty. In fact, they're here today. I don't know if
that's the blueberry wine.
Yeah, it's the blueberry wine.
I like that.
So we're taking care of all your vices here, Ross. So,
I like it.
But going,
I don't like that word.
I don't know about all of Ross's vices, but well,
since I've seen him eat, I'm going to call it a strength instead of a vice. How's that?
A nice section of his vices are being covered today.
So you guys will appreciate this really quickly. So I recorded with Greg and Dustin last week, right?
Yeah.
Earlier in the week, because I was going on vacation with my family, so I wasn't here like I normally was. We went to Turks and Caicos to an all-inclusive resort for 6 days. The morning we woke up and flew down, I was 257.8. 6 days later, the morning I woke up, what do you think I was? All you can eat and drink.
271.
Did you hear me say it already?
No.
That takes away the fun. You're supposed to say like 265.
I know what a good 6 day bender does to me.
It's an easy
14 or 15 pounds.
I was 271.2. Because it's a fully stocked fridge everywhere you go. I'm thinking I got to get my money's worth, just like the people that are listening to this are clearly not getting their money's worth of Penn State football content. So anyway, I'll stop talking, but almost 14 pounds.
2.5 pounds a day, roughly, calorically.
Dude, I average 3.7 milkshakes per day. 3.7 chocolate milkshakes per day.
Do you know what's funny? You described the all-inclusive vacation. That's pretty much what we got going here today with the food and the beer, right? Anyway, I don't think that's what everybody is listening here for. They want to talk recruits.
They do.
So where are we going to start, Ross? You want to start with the DBs from Connecticut?
Yeah, let's go to Connecticut. Why not? Well, later on we'll do Brisker, the safety, from Lackawanna, and Brandon Smith, the ridiculous, and I mean ridiculous, linebacker from Virginia. We can also talk about Devin Ford, although we should mention last week we kind of did a preview of Antonio Alfano, the defensive lineman from, I think at this point, three different high schools in North Jersey, as well as Devin Ford, the running back. So I'll touch on Ford again right now. I mean, really impressive. Reminds me a lot, frankly, of Miles Sanders and of Ricky Slade. He's not the biggest kid. You don't see a whole lot of power on his video, just the kind of running back they're looking for these days. You know, really smooth, really good out of the backfield. Could almost be a slot receiver. Good in space. Doesn't even weigh 200 pounds yet. You know, we'll see how big he can get. He's fast. I wouldn't say he's lightning. What stood out to me about Devin Ford, incredible vision and lateral agility. You know, Journey Brown is a thicker kid and a faster kid than Devin Ford. But that's not all what makes you a better football player. Devin Ford, he looks like he's going to the right, puts his foot in the ground. He always knows where the hole was. He was impressive. I want to see what his power is because he didn't show a lot of it on his video, but he was impressive.
Now, we talked about this briefly earlier in the news segment. I find it interesting that Ricky Slade, five-star running back, doesn't appear to affect Devin Ford.
That's all changed. They all look at it now as save the wear and tear for the NFL. I mean, Sony Michel
Absolutely.
And Nick Chubb went to Georgia together, and they were just the 31st and 35th picks in the draft. Two of the top 35 players in the whole draft, running backs that went to Georgia the same year and played in the U.S. Army Bowl. The kids look at it so different now. Yeah. You don't need to be you don't want 48 carries a game like Derrick Henry.
Yeah, you look at like what happened at Wisconsin with Monty Ball on the field. They ran him into the ground, and he was never very good at Denver. It just happens, you know, there's other running backs that have just carried the ball. Trent Richardson at Alabama, I think, by the time he got to the league, probably was 80% of what he was at Alabama. They want running backs with tread on the tire. And, you know, give Joe Moorhead a lot of credit for what he did with Saquon Barkley. I think the fans always wanted him to get the ball more, but he would consistently use him 15 running plays, throw to him three or four times in the game. And now the Giants have a player that is a three-down back that could probably play for five. Could probably play into his second contract if he stays healthy.
And just by the way, you were talking about Georgia. They also found some time for some carries for DeAndre Swift also on that team, didn't they?
How this good is he going to be this year?
He's going to be really good. He's a guy that was not a dominate the state.
Yeah. Plus those.
Can you imagine if they got Sanders?
Yeah.
And then Swift.
And then
Slade. And then Ford. It's okay. They'll be fine. It's just Swift's a good player, man. He's a good player.
Well, he was one that snuck out of the region. But anyway, you are listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show. This Tucker's Tape segment is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. If you want to get the Penn State RV experience, that's where you got to go. GoPSURV.com. Let's talk about now what we were supposed to talk about, Ross. We'll get there eventually, right? The couple DBs from Connecticut. Let's start with Marquise Wilson. He's listed as an athlete, but he's a defensive back.
They're both defensive backs. I think Wilson is probably a corner. He's got good size. He's fun to watch because he's extremely confident when he's out there. Both these guys play in like the Connecticut prep school, which is really interesting. I've heard that that's becoming more of a thing where guys, even from different parts of the country, are playing for some of these prep schools in Connecticut. And I think they both do that. What I liked about Wilson is he was good both on press man up in the receiver's grill, you know, chucking him at the line, pressing him, and also in off coverage. He had excellent, excellent instincts and ball skills. He was willing to be physical. Solid punt returner. I don't know if he'll do that for Penn State, but a solid high school punt returner. And very good speed. And he flashed some nasty. I really think that's important. Flashes some nasty.
I like that expression.
I need to see some nasty. I need to see that you got, as the guys would say, the dog in you. And Wilson definitely has the dog in him. Like, he plays out there like it's his game and everybody else is just invited. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, especially you play on defense. I know you talk about the nasty as an offensive lineman, but I think on defense, pretty much any position – nasty has got to be one of the top.
It's so
top
funny
you're looking for.
Like, because people want to know like how you become like a top recruit, Penn State type of recruit. You watch the video, and he literally like one play next checks the boxes, right? So you can see the size right away. Then you see press coverage, off coverage, tackling, speed, punt returner. a couple plays that show his instincts, tackling. Like, you only need 3.5 minutes, and it's okay. All right. Check. Here's a scholarship to Penn State, and they got him. And it's interesting because he's somewhat similar to the other defensive back, Tyler Rudolph, that Penn State got. And what's he listed, like 6'2", 200, something like that?
I have him listed at 6'1", 205.
So he's a guy that I think has more of a chance to maybe move to safety. I don't know that that's what will happen. Rudolph is what a lot of these guys are looking for now, which is like a Minka Fitzpatrick, could be a safety, could be a corner, could be a nickel corner, could be a nickel linebacker. Rudolph has that type of body, excellent size. What stood out to me about Tyler was his leaping ability and his ball skills. I mean, he's a big kid already that can really jump and really go up and get the ball. Savvy, with good football instincts. You know, you see these guys, you can watch on the video, there's certain plays like a wide receiver screen or whatever where you can just see that they see it. Yes. Like, they see it happening before it's going to happen, and that's something you can't coach. That's what they're looking for.
I would imagine that a safety, that's just such a huge trait to be able to read the play, read what's coming.
Yeah, and even corner too, both of them. But you're right. Solid in press coverage skills. There's a couple plays where he takes – so Rudolph had some plays where he would press a guy at the line. It was impressive. Wilson would, like, try to, like, choke the guy out, you know, when he was pressing. He would press him 5 yards into the sideline. It was awesome. Like, I just think that's the only way you should play. That's what's fun about it. So I loved it. So my question – and Rudolph was willing to be physical. My question about Rudolph was the speed. You couldn't really – you know, I mentioned Wilson checking all the boxes. With Rudolph, I couldn't really see the raw speed there. So we'll see. I don't know.
Point safety, yeah, then?
Well, that doesn't mean he doesn't have it.
They pulled Jarvis Miller, I think, out of Connecticut as a safety. He was 205, and they target him to play outside linebacker. It hasn't happened yet, but it almost sounds like he's a guy that's going to probably add some size if he can't run.
I would think safety. Now, there are guys that can get away with not being speed demons and play corner just because their size. Like, Richard Sherman's not a speed demon, right? But it makes it a little bit harder. And he might be fast. You didn't really see examples of that on his video. But both good players and part of a heck of a run for Penn State recently.
So as opposed to dominating the state, we're going to dominate New England. Well, they're dominating Connecticut.
Yeah,
we just
there you
didn't
go.
Know which state it was. All right, that's it for quarter number two. We are going to do a little more Tucker's Tape in quarter number four. But next, quarter number three, it's Ask Ross.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.